Welcome to the Herbal Medicine Chest. From the earliest period in history of the human race, herbs have been used as a natural means of relieving illnesses and restoring the body to health and vigor. In this Herbal Medicine Chest program, you'll learn about some of the leading herbs and their uses for medicinal and nutritional purposes from two of the nation's foremost authorities on herbs, health, and natural foods, Dr. Earl Mindell and Linda Runyon. Dr. Earl Mindell, a master herbalist, is the author of the best-selling Earl Mindell's Vitamin Bible, Herb Bible, and Anti-Aging Bible, as well as the Mindell Letter, an international newsletter. He is a pharmacist and professor of nutrition at Pacific Western University in Los Angeles, and he conducts nutrition seminars around the world. Linda Runyon is world-renowned as the Wild Foods Lady. For 14 years, Linda and her family lived on vegetarian natural foods in the Adirondacks of upstate New York. With that experience, Linda founded the Runyon Institute in New York, where she helped people identify and utilize our free backyard foods. Known as an environmentarian, Linda Runyon has produced hundreds of radio programs and gives lectures around the country. She is the author of Survival Acre and From Crabgrass Muffins and Pine Needle Tea, the complete compendium of environmental edibles. So enjoy your tour of the Herbal Medicine Chest with your hosts, Dr. Earl Mindell and Linda Runyon.
My feeling really is that herbs have been known forever, and it's kind of a reawakening of people's interest. They are natural substances that can be used not so much to treat disease type things, but maybe to help the body overcome the problem in the first place. And they don't have the problems with the side effects, etc., that many of the drugs that we have today. Of course, some herbs could be considered vegetables or etc., like for instance garlic that we'll talk about. But in general, they are time known remedies that really help the body to overcome their problems.
They certainly are, and it's my pleasure to be here with you today, Dr. Mindell. And I found by living that wilderness experience that herbs are wild food, and wild food are herbs.
Absolutely, and it seems like the animals seem to know which ones to use if they have specific problems. So maybe that's what we should be doing, going back to the natural remedies.
Okay, great. Well, let's get started. All right, let's talk about garlic as our first herb. Garlic is called the wonder drug of the herbal world. It's been used for centuries as a nutritional supplement and as a disinfectant. Some of its benefits include helping to prevent heart disease by reducing blood pressure and blood lipids. It fights infection and can destroy some types of cancer cells. Garlic is also an excellent digestive aid and relieves gas.
Of course, garlic has been known for probably 7,000 years.
At least.
And it seems to actually lower elevated blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't lower regular blood pressure, but elevated blood pressure. And it seems to definitely be a preventative against heart disease by causing the platelets, little tiny disc-shaped cells, from clumping together. Because when they clump together, of course, it's much more conducive to heart disease and strokes.
Very good. Now, the next one we want to talk about is ginseng. Ginseng is touted as the other wonder herb, Dr. Mindell and Linda. Many athletes say it gives them a competitive edge because it increases physical and mental endurance and helps the body adjust to stressful situations. Ginseng also has been known to normalize body functions. It reduces cholesterol and increases energy. It may also help in reducing discomfort caused by menopause, inhibit the growth of cancerous tumors, and enhance sexual desires. What about that?
Well, absolutely. Ginseng has been, I call it the Korean Coca-Cola. If you go over to Asia, you'll find that countries use ginseng. You revere
just
ginseng.
Just about everything.
In fact, if you go into a pharmacy there, half the pharmacy is ginseng. There are different types of ginseng. In fact, one of the most potent ginsengs is grown right here in the United States, the American ginseng. But they all seem to have similar properties. They're called an adaptogen. It adapts your needs. So if you are low in energy, it kind of brings your energy level up. If you're stressed, it kind of calms you down.
Well, I can remember being, you know, very weary doing a lot of the wilderness things that we did. We'd find ginseng, and of course, I don't suggest this in any way because it's something that's very protected in most states.
Yes.
But we used to scrape the bark off of it and dry it, and then we found that even more potent than the root itself, and then we'd grind that up. It's a lot easier to go by the preparations that are put out there right now.
Yes, that's true. We now have, of course, the Lutrococcus senticosus, which is the Siberian ginseng, a very potent form of the product, and is very specific. It comes in either capsules or liquid form, and you don't need very much. In fact, I feel that I use it myself in the evening, just as a kind of a pick-me-up. Ginseng tea comes in
my daughter tea bags. Uses it quite often.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's amazing how
she sees a big difference.
How many wonderful adaptations you have of ginseng, but it also seems to increase your sexual desire too. That's a kind of important thing, especially as we're getting a little older.
Well, wait a minute now. You know, one of the other things that they say, it seems like women think that ginseng is just for men.
No, there's
that just a misnomer?
No, absolutely not.
Not at all.
It works for both, but there are, of course, specific ginsengs for women as well.
Let's move on. The next one we're going to talk about here is golden seal. Golden seal is one of the oldest recorded remedies.
Golden seal is one of the classic herbs that have been used by the Native Americans for centuries. And I find that it works very well as